We all have what we call our conscience, the active force of God in us. We all have that. Everyone has that. It wouldn't matter whether you ran butch in the world, you'd have that. But it would be so varied. That's what Goethe talked about when he talked about the varying of Atlantis at the bottom of the sea. It's just pushed down so far that people can't see it, they don't recognize it. That's the idea of getting your silence going in yourself so that you can start to recognize it. So it's all there, we've all got it in us, everyone's got it in us. But not everyone has their own personal magnetic center, because half of the world chooses not to have it, not that they have it taken away from them, it's just that they choose not to have it. People just choose not to. People who say to themselves, well, I don't believe there's anything in this person's life, when I'm dead, I'm dead, and all that kind of thing. Those people have chosen not to have their own aspiring spirit inside themselves, which is a magnetic center. So it's a state of a person's I don't like using the word consciousness. It's a state of a person's awareness, really. Either they believe that there's something, they don't have to believe in any specific church, religion, or anything like that, but that there is something above mankind, well then they would have a magnetic center. But the ones that said there's nothing, and it's all just the body and the good time, well, that's that. They cut themselves out from it. Well, half the population are in that category. But they'd all have God in them in the way of the active force, because that came into mankind when they got the third brain. When you get the third brain, that comes in. Death is not the worst thing. The worst thing is that type of death where you've cut any thought of a supreme being and everything out of yourself, where you've thrown away your magnetics, and that's worse than death. So you could have a person in Ethiopia who was dying at the present moment from starvation, but still believed in their whatever their God was that they had. You know, they might have some idol that they believe, but they believe it was their God, and they wouldn't know why he was killing them all and doing like that. Well, they'd be in a better state than the person that was dishing out the food and was cynical about the whole thing. So really, death is not the worst thing at all. It's just that we think it's the worst thing because of our identification with the body, but it's not.